Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. We got a busy day.
Yep.
Feliciano in an hour. Nick Friedell in 2 hours. Steve Kerr in 2 hours and 45 minutes. We will play for him what his star point guard, Pat Spencer, said earlier and allow him to react. We'll see what happens. But it's a light week for the Warriors.
Right.
So this is the week they've been waiting for. Boy, they love it when there are no games. And so we'll get, I would think, we're going to get feet up on the couch, hanging out, Steve Kerr on YouTube at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Steve Kerr, yeah. With the whistle in and like the clipboard out, like
right.
You coaching? Well, you better be coaching, because all he said all season is, oh, the schedule, we can't practice. The schedule, it's brutal. Oh, the schedule, 11 games in 14 cities and 8 nights or whatever the numbers are. Oh, we can't practice. Well, all right, coach. You practicing?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I hope so.
Yeah, of course,
like,
they are.
Are they running gassers? Are they doing like, suicides, as we used to call them?
Yeah. And up downs.
I wonder what they're doing, like, in terms of practice. And I love what Pat Spencer said earlier today with Steiny and Goo, and it was such a great interview. Go to the Odyssey app and hear it if you didn't get a chance to hear it. But he talked about the, quote, stay ready team. And it's him and it's Gee. And it's, I guess not Quentin anymore, but it's the stay ready team.
Like, I love the phrase. You're bringing up some fun memories for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because
stay ready.
This was a conversation I had with the lovely Christy wedding week. She's running all over the place, right? Because
yep.
You got like all your family's coming to take a lot to do.
Yeah, a lot going on, yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. Me too. She goes, really? What's your list? And I Pat Spencer'd her. I go, to stay ready.
Right.
I'm not even kidding you. That right. conversation happened and she laughed, but she also accepted it because she got it. Like that, yes.
Right.
Hun, you've got a ton to do, and my job is to be ready when that overflows and you need me to X, Y, Z.
No doubt.
Now go back to the beginning of the alphabet and A, B, C, D, C. And my job is to say yes.
Yep, stay ready.
You got to stay ready.
Mark, the flowers, they're going to be late. I need you to go get them.
Pat Spencer, I love that you did this. I just got it. Pat Spencer is every man at a wedding. That's your job.
Stay ready.
Stay ready.
Yep.
You don't need to do anything. Your vision, not necessary. Your hopes, your thoughts, your opinions, whatever, bro, stay ready.
Stay ready.
And when we point at you, get up and move.
Yep. And make a play.
There you have it.
Make a play.
That's right.
I mean, go get the cake.
Do it with a smile.
Or get the flowers or whatever, you know, contact the pastor or the minister because he never got the script for the ceremony or there was an edit or whatever it is. Stay ready.
Stay ready.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the job.
No doubt.
He's doing it really well.
He's doing it amazingly.
Yeah, he's stayed ready. So anyway, we'll play some of that sound for you. Nick Friedell, Steve Kerr, that's coming up. Back half of the show. And if you are a Warriors fan, another reminder that we've got those three, the town, the brown jerseys.
Yep.
And you can continue to qualify for those through text every hour of the show today. So four times this hour, 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, we'll have a different text word, key word for you to text in every single hour so you can qualify four more times during the show today, and that goes through tomorrow. So every hour, every show, today and tomorrow. And so stay tuned for that. We'll be doing that throughout the show. But yeah, we wanted to start with some football, some Niners. The Eagles lose again last night. And here we are sort of, I think, all recalibrating a little bit with regard to our hopes, our thoughts, our dreams, our expectations for the Niners. I do want to start with this, though, just because Steiny just left the room. And I wonder both your perspective. We would love to hear from all of you. Call in, text in, whatever, 888-957-9570. Does the schedule still feel like a joke to you? That was the whole offseason, remember? Oh, my God, with this schedule. And then I feel like it evened out because the Niners lost key players. And so instead of sort of feeling like the Niners just caught a huge break with the schedule, we started feeling sorry for them. But then somehow, even without those players, they're 9-4. And so now we're leaning back to that schedule again. Oh, man. Yeah, that's is Kyle Shanahan doing a great job? Okay, maybe he's doing a good job, but it's that schedule. And I'm looking deep as I can. I'm no dibs, but I'm looking as deep as I can into all these analytics. Sure, they've had some bad teams on the schedule. You can't escape that.
Yep.
But is it a joke? Is this as easy of a schedule as we thought it was going to be?
No, it's harder than what we thought it would be. And I looked at last year's records, and going into the year, the teams that they were going to face had a winning percentage of about 410 from last year going into this year. And so you look at it and you go, oh my God, schedule's a joke. Well, the Rams and Seahawks, which is four of your 17, they are a combined 20-6. And I know you haven't played Seattle twice, but you will. And so that part of the schedule, wow, they're much better. And whatever, Tampa is Tampa.
Yeah.
Carolina's better. Atlanta and New Orleans are the dregs, and we get that. But then you go to Chicago. They're 9-4, and you're going to play them. And last year they were a last-place team. The Giants, 2-11, sure, that's a weak sauce team. But Jacksonville, 9-4. Houston, 8-5, more than just plucky. And Indy, 8-5, even though when you play them, they might be, 8-6? They might be 8-6.
Yeah, we'll see.
And they're not the same team that they were. And Tennessee is, God, they're maybe the worst team in football.
Yeah,
so it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I do think that some of the teams you played are better than you thought. Some of the bad teams are as bad as you thought.
Yeah,
your schedule's actually a little bit tougher than what we would have thought.
There's also circumstances and timing that's involved in all of this. For example, they lose in Tampa. That was the game Fred Warner got hurt. And so, add that circumstance in. I also think Tampa back in week 6 was a better team than they are now.
No doubt.
And that's another thing to think about. Like, that's one thing that I do feel. I don't necessarily want to define expectations yet, because if they're the 7 seed or the 1 seed, I'm going to come out of there with different expectations.
Sure.
But at the same time, I will say, isn't this just another example of if you can handle whatever adversity the first half of a season throws you, hang in there, big guy.
Thank you.
There'll be some brighter days ahead. You just don't know what that's going to mean for late in the year. Now, the 49ers still don't have Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. That's true. But they do have Brock Purdy and George Kittle. They do have a wide receiver core. And as I look around the league, I see the Colts. The Colts were all set up for a magical season. Not anymore. The Chargers, The quarterback's hand is broken. The Eagles are doing another December dive. And we just mentioned Tampa. Baker's not quite healthy. And who knows what's there's still a quarter pole basically of the season to go. So this could absolutely turn their way in ways that we didn't necessarily see coming. Like, they actually are starting to threaten to be one of the healthier teams as we move into December.
I mean, knock on wood, hoping that everybody stays healthy. But you know, you and I talked in the green room about the offensive line, which is now pretty much healthy. I know you lost Barch, but you've got Burford back, and so your starting five there feels like it's going to be intact. And Pearsall's back. I don't know if he's going to be as good as he was early on based on the knee or based on his usage. I don't really know. Juwan Jennings had five broken ribs. It doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. Christian McCaffrey leads football in touches, and George Kittle is all the way back, and you've got your starting quarterback, your $53 million a year guy. So your offense is as healthy as any other offense in football. So yeah, there's that. And defensively, it's been duct tape and staples and like all kinds of other patchwork stuff. Yet they're coming off back-to-back games where they held teams to less than 10 points a game. So that's got to be something. Like, maybe it's not the people. Maybe it's Robert Saleh. Maybe it's the team you played. Whatever it is, the defense, even though you lost Warner and Bosa, they were awesome last 2 weeks.
Yes, and they're playing Carolina and Cleveland, so they're playing fine, challenged offenses, yep, no doubt. Although Carolina
and
has
Tennessee
their moments
this week, so.
And Tennessee this week, but there's no doubt, right? They have been better. They look like they're getting better. If you do go back to Kyle Shanahan's preseason comments, and obviously at that time he was presupposing that Fred Warner and Nick Bosa would be playing football, but he even then knew. He's like, this is a young group, and our goal is that when we get to the double-digit weeks, that those are better players then than they're going to be now, and we hope to be good enough at that time to get into the tournament, and then maybe we're a different team. And I think that the last couple of weeks, you've seen maybe some flashes of that.
Yep.
And some interesting, I think, and I got to admit, right? I was among those that at the trade deadline, I was like, man, it'd be good to do something. And under the radar, they kind of did, and it's now paying some dividends. Cleveland Furl's playing well. Keon White's playing well. And so those guys are starting to hum a little bit. We'll see what it looks like against really good competition, not this week, and maybe not the week after that. But once Caleb Williams and Sam Darnold are in town, we'll see. Like that'll be a good look. But the Niners have a great chance to be 11-4, yep, when those two games happen. And like Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line just texted in, said, except the Seahawks and Rams aren't slowing down. Not yet.
No.
But they play each other,
yep,
a week from Thursday. Meantime, the Rams have to deal with the Lions before that.
Yep, this week.
I don't know who's going to be healthy, who's going to be injured, and who's going to have blemishes. And don't tell me they're just going to work their way through that with no problem, because nobody saw them going to Carolina and having happened what happened. So, I don't know. 2 weeks from now, if the Niners handle Cam Ward and whoever the human is with a Colt helmet on.
Right.
If they handle that, 2 weeks from today, if it's Victory Tuesday and the Niners are 11-4, they absolutely could be in first place in the NFC West, or at least in line. They may still, let's say Seattle beats the Rams.
Right.
They still might be behind Seattle by a half game, but knowing that the Seahawks are still on their schedule, they could have a straight line at the, yep, one seed 2 weeks from today.
That's what I'm saying.
It's possible.
And I look at the Rams, they've got Detroit at home and then at Seattle. And if they, let's say they beat Detroit and they lose to Seattle, they're 11-4. And Seattle beats Indy and they beat the Rams, they're 12-3. And the Niners beat Tennessee, they beat Indy, they're 11-4. You're a game back of Seattle, but you've got a game in hand as long as you beat Seattle in week 18. So that becomes what you're talking about, the straight line route. And I know Green Bay is still a threat.
Yep.
They go to Denver, to Chicago. They've got Baltimore, and Baltimore is going to be in probably in a must-win
spot. Desperation mode, yep.
At Minnesota in the last week of the year. So I'm more concerned about the Rams. Can the Rams lose to Detroit or Seattle, and preferably both. But if they lose
that'd
to,
be great.
I mean, if they lose to, it'd be better if they lost to Seattle. That way, you can beat Seattle and you can control your destiny that way. But I do think that the Niners' schedule, the remaining Tennessee, Indy, Chicago, Seattle, not easy, but easier than some.
Actually, check this out. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's this simple. If the Rams lose one more game, just one time, then the Niners control their own destiny in the NFC West, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
There you have it. And yes, I think that one of those losses is going to have to come in the next 2 weeks. The Rams finish at Atlanta and home to Arizona.
Yeah.
They're probably going to get those games. They're sitting there at 10-3. I like them for at least 12 wins. But yes, in the next 9 days, the Rams have two real challenges. And if they lose one of them, then the Niners control their own destiny in the NFC West.
Right.
That's hard. You're asking for a 7-game win streak against at least two quality opponents at the end of the year.
It's fine.
But they'd have a shot.
And there are two AFC teams that are currently riding 10-game win streaks. Denver and New England.
So wild.
They both have won 10 in a row.
Yeah, and Denver's won them by a collective 12 points,
maybe,
it feels like.
That sounds
it's unbelievable,
about right.
man.
It's crazy.
All right, so 888-957-9570. Can we just start with that concept? Do y'all still think the Niners' schedule has been and will be a joke? Or have they earned 9-4, especially with the injuries they've had? We're sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Your calls right now and next, Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's Uncle Scott from Sundays. We got a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
On 95.7 The Game.
It just does something to me, Grandy. It just does. I don't know if that makes me immature. I don't really care. It does something to me. I love that man.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar.
I love him. I like him too. But but Scott Hansen. I love that man.
It's Uncle Scott from Sunday.
It's not even him. Because I don't want to act like I know him. Like, he's come on our show multiple times.
You kind of stalk him lightweight.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And he accepts it, which is what is really great. He's a nice, nice man. But it's not like, he's not Steiny and Goo. We don't go out to dinner together.
No. I don't know, even if we will. I mean, they might
Oh, we will.
Oh, no.
That's happening.
Like, me and you and Goo.
Oh, that's, yeah, if he doesn't want to stay, that's on him.
Yeah.
Then we'll take pictures and put it all over Instagram and we'll make a big thing out of
it. It's fine.
If he wants to be, we did that with my parents one time.
Yep.
Yeah. Early, I don't know, let's say right when my sister probably starts driving. So 16, 17. So she's born in 72. So yeah, late 80s, somewhere in there. My parents probably had like their 20th, 25th wedding anniversary. And we told them, we're going to surprise you. We're going into the city. Get your good clothes on. And they got the clothes on and we drove them all the way to the restaurant. And we pull right up to the restaurant and they get out. And they start walking toward the restaurant. They turn around. They're like, why are the two of you still in the car? We're like, we're not coming with you. We don't have the money for four. We got the money for two. So you go on in there. We'll see you later. We'll pick you up. He may do one of those. And that's okay. That's still, I guess, does that count as paying off the bet? If you are taking someone to dinner, do you just have to take them there and then pay?
And just pay.
You don't have to eat?
No.
You don't have to stay?
No.
Got to pick them back up afterward.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. Like, we'll drive ourselves. Yeah. Just pay.
For those of you who don't know, it was an early season, probably week five wager.
Something like that.
That the Kansas City Chiefs would not make the playoffs.
Well, you and I did the whole thing like before the season of like hot takes, you know, wild predictions.
Bold. Yeah.
That was mine. Like, you said they wouldn't win the division. And I was like, oh my God, I love that. And I took it one step further and said, they won't make the playoffs. And you were like, whoa. And then you and I talked about it. The fact that last year they were so amazing in one score games, and that's not sustainable.
No, and their first place schedule is bananas this year. And their division got better because the Chargers and Broncos are both really good too. And so anyway, we made the bet and we were mocked.
Repeatedly.
We were told that we could get out of it if we wanted to.
Yep.
Because it was such a stupid bet. We were called suckers. And now the Chiefs are 6-7 with four games to go.
Yeah. In more than a little trouble, they're in a lot of trouble. they're at about, I think, a 12% chance. Yeah,
they need a full-blown rabbit out of their butt if they want to do this.
Yeah.
So anyway, enough about all that. 888-957-9570. You know, these are the kinds of circumstances that sort of, you know, they paint the road that all of these teams are on, no different than all of our lives. Like, their circumstances that are involved. So this schedule, I'm just fascinated by it, the 49er schedule, and whether or not it was actually as easy as we all crack it up to be. I would say no, but it's still also, like, we could look at the teams they did play, and we're like, oh, there's some nice teams on there that we didn't think were going to be all that nice. They also, though, the schedule outside of their division mates, which is a big deal, not to be understated, but outside of that, they avoid all of those other big dogs. So that's the best part of the schedule. There's no trips to Green Bay, no trips to Detroit,
nope,
no trips
Philly.
To Philly.
Yep.
Nobody's got to go to Denver. Nobody's got to go to Buffalo. Nobody's got to go to New England. There's none of that. There's none of that on the schedule. Turns out going to Houston was a hell of a lot harder than we realized.
Right.
And
right.
If you remember that game, the Niners looked like it, and we ripped them for it. And now we're like, oh, everybody looks like that against the Texans defense.
Right.
I didn't realize that Mahomes and Josh Allen were both going to look like absolute crap against that team also, because they both have just in the last 3 weeks. I mean, Mahomes had, what, three picks?
Yeah.
And Josh Allen was sacked, what, nine times? And neither one of them got to 20 points? Did I have that right?
That's right. And they've given up the fewest points in all of the NFL.
Man.
So you go there and you struggle. Okay. I get that, but you also went to Cleveland, and I thought it was a scheduled loss, and it was week 13 without a bye, and you went against another very good defense, but you got the job done. And some of the schedule stuff is when you play these various teams, and you know, you played Cleveland when they were going to Shadur. It was kind of early Shadur, and I thought that he looked better this past week. He looked better the week after that, and he's starting to slowly look better and better, but yeah, you went up against Cleveland without much of an offensive attack. And so, yeah, you benefited by that. And, you know, you went to Tampa and you faced a Tampa team that was mostly healthy. You faced New Orleans back when they had pre-Shuck, when they had Rattler I mean, and New Orleans is terrible anyway, but I do think that all of these things, schedule-wise, spot-wise, they do matter, but the Niners' schedules turned out to be tougher than what we thought going into the year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to answer this one, too, because, again, as we sort of talk about what are your playoff expectations for the 49ers now, and yes, they still need to make the playoffs, but what I'm kind of like, man, what I'm drunk on right now is how sort of realistic the division and the one seed feel like. I didn't think I would feel that way at any point, and I still find it to be unlikely. I think winning four more in a row, you've already won three in a row, like, I don't know, man. It feels like there's going to be a dead duck in there somewhere. I don't know if it's the Bears, Seattle, whatever, but with Tennessee coming next and Indy losing their quarterback, it's certainly realistic to think that the Niners at least might be 11-4 a couple of weeks from now. And someone texted in Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorney's text line, and said, I think the Rams' loss would have to be to Seattle for the Niners to beat them in a tiebreaker. Well, I got good news for you. No, that is not true. If the Rams lose one more game and the Niners were to win out in their schedule, the San Francisco 49ers will be NFC West champions by virtue of the fact that they would have the same record and the same division record. They would both be 5-1, even if the Rams beat Seattle but lose to Detroit. But then we go to conference record where the Rams have three losses and the Niners only have two. It's already a done deal. And you can thank the Philadelphia Eagles for that, because that was, and the Carolina Panthers, because those were the other two conference losses. The 49ers' only other conference loss was to Tampa.
Yep.
And therefore, the Niners, yes, one more Rams loss, and the Niners control the West with their own play. It's a huge ask, but I don't think it sounds as crazy today as it did a few weeks ago.
No, even like 2 days ago or even yesterday because of what, I mean, Philadelphia loses again, and so that kind of takes them down a peg, and now they have five losses, so they're not going to be even in that four-loss mix if the Niners do run the table. The only other one for the one seed would be Green Bay. Green Bay 9-3-1, but they go to Denver, they go to Chicago, they've got Baltimore, and then at Minnesota. They got three road games of the last four.
And those are all games, too. Even Minnesota and
Minnesota,
Baltimore.
Minnesota, I mean.
No, but those are games. That's a divisional road game.
Sure.
That's a game.
Rivalry, I get that. Yeah. But, you know, for me, it's more about the next 2 weeks where the Rams have Detroit at home and at Seattle. And I would bet that they lose one of those two. Even if they don't, okay, then you've got at Atlanta and then Arizona at home. So if you want to still think about winning the division, you need the Rams to lose one of these next two.
Then the San Francisco 49ers are tiebreaker juggernauts. Absolute tiebreaker juggernauts, because they're 9-4, but two of their losses came to the AFC South.
Yep.
So they are absolute tiebreaker juggernauts. A 4-1 division record, an 8-2 conference record. Bottom line, if they win these next four games, that is all it takes. One Rams loss. And the Niners will either be the one or the two seed.
Right, right.
And I say that as if it's like, oh, the next four games, yeah, you just win them.
Just run
like
the table.
That's going to be super hard.
Well,
super hard. But again, those first two games look super winnable. And then you're at home, primetime action, Chicago Bears. And then, man, if that Seahawks game, if that ends up what we think it might, like that game, could, I would imagine, be, because isn't Chicago Sunday night football? Aren't the Bears and Niners, isn't that a Sunday nighter? And that last week, they leave the schedule totally open.
Right,
they haven't,
for flexes.
Haven't scheduled a Sunday nighter yet. And if the Niners...
Yes, it is Sunday night, Niners-Bears.
Right, and the Niners-Seahawks absolutely could be Sunday night 2 weeks in a row. It absolutely could be. So, woo!
Yeah.
Those two games are going to be a hot ticket, man, if the Niners can just navigate Tennessee and Indy.
I mean, navigate Tennessee. If you can't...
You'll navigate Tennessee.
If you can't beat Tennessee and you're favored by 12.5, then all of this, like, air we've been putting out there on the air is just worthless. If you can't beat Tennessee at home, off a bye, favored by 12 and a hook, like, forget the spread. And the pick, by the way, is not in. Your boy's on the ropes.
Ooh. Yeah, you took another one.
Yeah.
I went with you last night,
whatever.
Sorry.
I mean,
I make fun of you less because I went with you.
Right, but
then I was thrilled to be wrong.
Fade.
Yeah, it might actually be
fade season.
Kind of want to ride him.
Fade.
Yeah, that's Lucas from yesterday, but
holiday season.
Thank you. It's the fade, the dibber season. Fade the dibber. So yeah, and you get to that spot. If you can't beat Tennessee, forget the 12.5, but if you can't win this game, well, then what are we even talking about?
No, that's totally fair. No, this is...
Just fire everyone.
I don't want to be one of these, you know, don't accuse me of being a jinx or whatever. The Niners are not losing on Sunday. What are we talking about?
Right.
What are we doing? They're not losing that football game. So there's that. The Indy one, I still like, I don't know, quizzical look. Because they're still, it's a road game, Monday night football. They're going to be a home dog on Monday night. I don't know who's quarterback in that game. Phillip Rivers just got signed to the team.
Crazy.
44-year-old grandpa.
He's a grandpa.
It's
official.
It's grandpa daddy. He's 44, and he's a Colt.
And I'm looking at the line. The future line is Niners minus 6.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big, yeah. I mean, that's a big home dog.
Big number. So, all right, 888-957-9570. I want to throw this at you, too, since you did it to me all NBA season.
Okay.
I'm going to do it to you right back. If I set the over-under on Niners playoff wins this year at 0.5, you going over or under?
I'm going over.
Really?
I'm going over. I'm going over, and it, yeah, kookoosh.
Oh,
and,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, fade.
Exactly.
It's because of the reality of where they are. So even if they don't win the division, and let's just assume they don't, because the Rams have a game lead on them, and the Rams can go 3-1, and the Niners can go 3-1, and then the Niners would be, you know, 12-5, and the Rams would be 13-4. They would be the 5 seed. Okay. I don't think that the Niners will be any worse than the 5 seed based on who they play. So you're the 5, and now you have to go out and you have to play the 4. And the 4 right now is either Tampa or Carolina. It could possibly be Philadelphia if they slide all the way, I mean, further back. And so if it's Philly, I'm more worried. But if it's at Tampa or at Carolina in the first round, I think the Niners might be favored on the road. So I'm going to take the Niners over 0.5 a playoff win, kookoosh.
I am going to, maybe surprise you here.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, and that's just so like you to be negative.
Well, I don't really like the teams around here. So.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Do you have to be such a homer?
I'm going to take the under for multiple reasons. Number one, it's just a person talking, and therefore I'm allowed to change my mind.
Okay.
I'm allowed to change my mind.
Wow.
But think of this now. I still think that there's a lot to prove. I'm excited in this moment. These things that we're talking about are on the table for them. But let's pull apart this 3-game win streak that they're on with Brock Purdy back.
Like a good cinnamon roll.
You defeated the Cardinals, the Panthers, and the Browns. I know that somehow the standings tell me that Carolina's at least an okay team.
They beat the Rams.
I do not think they're good. Yes, they beat the Rams at home. I do not think they're good. And in that game, Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions. And the defense was next level, and Jair Brown saved his bacon. So there was that. The Arizona game was a weird one. You came out, you scored a bunch of points, but Jacoby Brissett completed like 413 passes, and you kind of came out of there feeling weird. It's just a weird football game. Cardinals made some mistakes. And then the other one is Cleveland, which I'm impressed through defense and weather with the way the 49ers performed, but you're still playing a bad team with a quarterback making his second career start. So let's not get overly drunk. This is 2 or 3 drinks, not 8. Like, let's not get too drunk on what the 49ers are doing right now. So for me to believe that they are either going to A, go capture the division, or B, upset a really good team on the road in the playoffs, I'm not there yet. It's still a young defense that still needs to show that they can stop a good quarterback. a good quarterback. It's Shedeur Sanders and Bryce Young. That's nice.
Right.
But do it to Sam Darnold and Caleb Williams, and then I'll change my tune.
I just think that when you look at, it might be Carolina again. It might be Tampa.
It could be.
And I know that Baker got you the first time, but that was a different Tampa team than what you have now. And you had a devastating injury in the middle of that game, early in that game, which kind of cast a pall over the whole team. And I do think that the way this team is now, the defense has been awesome against, you're right, bad offenses. But the offense now, I think, is ready to hum. And you've got the O-line all intact. And you've got, you know, Kittle's healthy and all the rest of it. I do think you're more built to go out to Tampa and win a road game. So Tampa on the road, you can win. Carolina, I believe it. Chicago, if it happens to be them, I believe you can win that game as well. And if you look at the Shanahan record as a head coach in his history, he's actually better on the road than he is at home.
Yeah, I mean, I get, he's had a great run in terms of doing some things on the road and in the playoffs and all of that. And look, we can go back a few weeks. It doesn't really make sense here because the Niners were different then. Mac Jones was playing and the offensive line had people going in and out. But if I do look at the last three times they had to go against quote-unquote playoff teams, they lost. They lost. They lost to Tampa. They lost to Houston. They lost to the Rams. And Matt Stafford, I'm racking my brain. I can't even remember an incompletion. Was there an incompletion in that game?
Because
it didn't feel like it. So that was a while ago. I believe the Niners are getting better and getting healthier. But before I get on the, I think we're going to win playoff games, I think we're going to go on a run, I'm hopeful of that. I don't think that. Not yet. That's all. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I only think that because of the matchup that you might be looking at. And even if you go worst case scenario, which even if they're the 7 seed and you go out there and you take on the 2 seed, which I don't even know if that'd be Green Bay at this point.
Yeah.
It might be Chicago.
Could be.
The Rams are probably on an inside track to be the 1. But even if you have to go to Green Bay, there's something about this Packer team and Jordan Love that I'm not totally sold on.
Yeah, they're not. Nobody's perfect. There's
I mean,
the Rams sometimes look the closest, but they're not perfect. They're not perfect. They lost a couple of weeks ago. Niners beat them earlier in the year.
Yep.
They know each other really, really well. Let's go to Dave in the city. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to say we cannot let this up coming this weekend, but Shanahan's record coming off of a bye is absolutely godly, so I don't see that coming. We absolutely have the chance to, you know, fight for our own destiny against the Seahawks at the end, because I honestly think that the Lions are going to upset the Rams this weekend. You can lock it in.
Yeah.
But for... I think so.
Dave, do you want to say kukush? Do you want to say kukush, Dave?
I want to say kukush, and I want to say kaboom.
Okay. I love it.
Kaboom. Guy over there in Miami.
Well done, David.
You're a good listener, Dave. Keep going.
Kaboom. But I do want to say, when have we really hung our hats on our offense? I think it's going to be this year that we're going to be in a bunch of shootouts, and our defense is going to be at the point where we bend as hard as we can not to break. And, you know, and we're just, you know, our defense has to kind of just be there till the very end. And I think Brock is going to really start showing out and, you know, get us on a run and get us hot to go to the playoffs.
Dave,
number
thanks,
one
man.
Seed, baby, here we come.
Okay, Dave, yep, thanks. Yep. Appreciate it, man. I will say this about this, this Rams-Lions matchup that's coming up this weekend. I do remember a few things. Number one, Lions have a big rest advantage. They played last Thursday.
Yep. Look
and
at you.
Number two, the Lions will be beyond desperate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals, with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
And so, do they have what it takes? Maybe not. You know, like, that's really hard. They got to go. But you got a fast track, dome kind of a game between the Rams and Lions. Like, the first thing I want to tell everybody is start your fantasy players. Like, wow. Wow. That Rams-Lions game is perfection for fantasy football.
So I should
this
start Jahmyr
year.
Gibbs? Is what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and cut that so I can remember it.
Start Gibbs. Yep. I want you to, hopefully you got Amon-Ra, if you got a quarterback, do it.
It's a little guy, big guy, quarterfinal showdown as the Dibber takes on Carter Chickering.
Oh, you got Chickering.
5'8 against 6'8.
Isn't he the defending champ?
Yeah.
Chickering. Ooh.
He will go down, you could and he will go down hard.
Okay. What's up, Grandy? Grandy's got an update.
So the MLB draft lottery is going on right now.
Exciting.
And the Giants have the 12th best odds to get the number one overall pick.
Did they just move
they
up?
They had a 1% chance to get the number one overall pick. They did not get the number one overall pick, but they moved up all the way to number four. So they will have the fourth overall pick in the 2026 MLB draft.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can name four players right now that are coming out in the draft. Not you, Lucas.
Well,
I'm talking to Grandy.
I couldn't name a single one.
Okay, there you go. Well, you grabbed the mic like you wanted to say something.
I'm just fired up.
The Giants, I believe, have their eyes on a kid named Brankin.
Oh, the White Ohtani.
Yes.
Hey, I haven't done
Brankin
the thing
Pekemski.
Yet. I haven't done the thing yet. I got to do the thing.
I got
to do the thing.
Also, I know you were wondering, the White Sox have the number one overall pick.
I super was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Will Venable.
Go White
Shout
Sox.
Out Santa Fe High.
I've got a Steph Curry jersey, Draymond Green jersey, Jimmy Butler, Brown the Town, Warriors jersey. The keyword to 20357 is jersey. Text the word jersey to 20357 right now. And that's your 2 o'clock hour qualifier. Different keyword every hour for the rest of the afternoon. And then tomorrow as well, every hour, every show. Details at 957thegame.com. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Here for your calls. Mongo Feliciano in 20 minutes. Nick Friedell, 4 o'clock hour. Steve Kerr at 5. Willard and Dibbs.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style.
Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.